You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there have been a couple of moments in this economy the past 20-ish years or so where things have just felt different. Uncertain, yes, sure, but in a really elevated kind of way. Right after September 11th, definitely. Parts of 2008, absolutely. Also now, today. And it's pretty clear that Republicans in Congress and the president don't really get it yet. So in line with our continuing belief that context is everything, we've gotten Annie Lowrey on the phone. She's a staff writer at The Atlantic, does a bunch of coverage of the economy. Good to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
As we speak, Congress is trying to figure out what it's going to put into whatever this coronavirus stimulus bill is going to look like. And they are obviously unable to agree. Why is it so hard to figure out where to put money in a situation like this?
It's difficult because of politics. So it's important to note that we know a tremendous amount about how to fight a recession. And we're not doing any of them, despite the fact that we know that the economy is slowing down right as we speak. We are almost certainly tipping into a recession. But we could avoid it, or we could make it much smaller, and we have the know-how. And so the reason that Congress is really struggling is all politics. It's got nothing to do with this being hard to fight or us not knowing how to fight it.
Is there then a way, okay, this is a ridiculous question, even as I ask it, is there a way to make them see the light? Because you actually tweeted out the other day the multipliers on some economic activity, right? Increasing food stamps gets you $1.71's worth of economic activity for every dollar you spend. I mean, we know this information.
Yes, absolutely. So, I know that we were both reporting back when that TARP vote failed in 2008. Yeah. Basically, this is during the end of the Bush administration, and they had put together a package to calm the financial markets and make sure that we wouldn't have bank runs, that kind of thing. And the vote failed in Congress, and the market collapsed again. It was already falling, and people really panicked. And I think that was the moment that Congress decided, okay, we might be really divided on this, but we can't waste any more time arguing with each other. It's unfortunate, but I think that we might just not have hit that moment yet in the United States where it kind of dawns on people, this is bad. And we can make it be a lot less bad if we kind of come together and find some kind of center path. And they need to be able to go back to the well if things get worse.
What does that center path look like?
My guess is that you are going to have some combination of not terribly efficient tax cuts, along with direct spending measures, probably run through the unemployment insurance and food stamp programs. But I certainly wouldn't put any money on that. That's going to be combined with also a public health stimulus package, probably, that's going to get a lot more money out to the states and the local communities that are really fighting, you know, the scariest part of this.
Which speaks to the actual nature of this crisis and perhaps why the Federal Reserve's move today and whatever Congress might do in the short term probably will prove not effective. And that is to say, it's a public health crisis about which people are truly scared. It's not a structural thing like the banks in 2008.
Absolutely. So the headwater of this is this utterly terrifying virus that, you know, we're really uncertain how bad it's going to be. It seems that we are very behind in terms of testing and care. But then downstream from that, we have a major economic crisis unfolding. We are already starting to see mass layoffs from, you know, companies that are in the travel business, for instance, mostly overseas, but they're starting to show up here. Lots of small businesses. Mm. This is going to turn into a jobs crisis. And that's where these economic measures can help, because we want to treat that downstream crisis at the same time that we're dealing with this terrible public health consequences of the novel coronavirus.
Annie Lowrey, she's a staff writer at The Atlantic. Annie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.